What seduces you? What is your own personal preference of what seduces you and enchants you personally? Well, for me personally, what I've always preferred and what in my experiences, what has felt the best and where I've connected the best is always like that love at first sight. The when you meet somebody and your eyes connect and you eye fuck each other and you know that she's thinking what you're thinking. And then when, I mean, because that's such a rare thing to happen. Like my personal experience, I've experienced that typically 1 to 3 times a decade over the course of my life because I've got a little over 5 decades now. So it's a magical experience because like when you meet and you start talking, you feel like you kind of known the person forever. It's easy. It's effortless. Right away, you're kind of in each other's space. And if you know what to do, like I teach obviously in 3% Man, then you have that kind of a magical love story like it's in the movies. And it flows effortlessly because you both want each other really bad. And then as long as you don't say or do unattractive things, you don't talk her out of liking that. In other words, you're already kind of sold, like what I was saying earlier, either you sell them on why they should do what you want or they sell you on why they shouldn't. And those kinds of cases where you have that kind of a spiritual connection and when you start talking, you find out you have all these common interests, goals, values, shared experiences, things that are fun or that maybe you're what you do for a living. And it just kind of feels like that person was meant for you.
Yeah.
You know, what's meant for you won't miss you.
It's interesting you say that because I didn't really ever think about the whole sex eyes look. I have had that experience only once, I believe. And it's a different sensation, I feel like. Like you look at them and it's like you get nervous almost. You're like, I have to look away right now because like
this, there's no way they're that into me.
It's like it's an intense feeling. Like I feel like I could read right through them, like everything they're thinking. I know what
but
they're
thinking. But are you saying in terms of like a little before you do the deed or
I'm thinking
or when you just notice that they exist for like the first time?
Maybe when you like feelings start getting developed, I guess. Mm-hmm. Not really like love at first sight, like you said.
That's the most amazing thing. I know most people never get to experience that, but I've experienced that numerous times in my life, and it's like, you never fucking forget it. It could be 20, 30 years later, but you remember that look, and, you know, in my case, mm-hmm. the look of just a chick that's like, you know she likes you.
Yeah,
it's
like
obvious.
They're in love
Everybody
with you.
Can see mm-hmm. that.
Yeah.
Like my English girlfriend I wrote about in my book, it's like, I remember we'd gone on our first date the night before, and we were walking around, we were all over each other like we were a married couple, and people were like, how many years you guys been together? And I was like, oh, we just met. The last time was our first date. They're like, what?
Yeah.
It was just amazing. It was just electrifying.
Yeah, sadly, it's kind of sad, but like it was that look where like they're in love with me. Like it just looks like I am everything they've ever wanted, not just physically, but like who I am.
Yeah. Emotionally, mentally, spiritually.
Everything. Like you could, I just see it in their eyes, but sadly the feelings weren't mutual on my side. So it was like, damn, like I want to be looked at like that. From the person.
Oh, you didn't look at him that way.
No, but I could look at him and I see it. I'm like reading through. I'm like.
So yeah. He was in awe.
Yeah.
I don't really recall if that's ever happened to me before. Maybe I just have it on the back burner of my mind. But I'm on the same boat as you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the moment where unfortunately you crash and burn. And if I had a dollar for every time I've had my heart broken or I've crashed and burned, I think I wouldn't be here right now. So,
yeah. And I think to answer that question, like,
what seduces you personally?
Yeah.
Because that was the original question. Yeah. I was explaining my, like, to me, I love that
mm-hmm.
what's most attractive is when a woman is just as into me as I am into her. And it's rare. And I've also noticed that like close friends, like when you meet for the first time and you start talking, you just feel like, God, I feel like I know this person.
Mm-hmm.
You talk and you complete each other's sentences. and you just feel like you've known each other, and you just end up hanging out and becoming close friends, and it's just effortless. There's just certain people you're supposed to meet in life.
Mm-hmm. Mine would be, how do you say it? Assertive.
Being assertive.
Assertiveness.
Assertiveness, yeah. Like, they know exactly what they want, and they won't think otherwise. Like, they tell you just how it is, what they don't and don't like, and they put their foot down without beating around the bush. Like, oh, well, I didn't really like when you did this. Just tell me straight up, like, look, don't do that ever again, because that's such a turnoff. Like, I think that seduces me. I'm just like, okay, like, I'll sit here and be a princess and listen.
Be like, put in your place.
Yes, I love that.
You did say in another video that you like to be dominated by a man.
Yeah, like, I hate being the mama bear.
Yeah.
I like to be baby bear, and he's like papa bear. Definitely not. No.
Daddy.
Yeah.
But I can recall, I think I said the same thing.
Who's your daddy?
I definitely like when a guy is dominant.
Baby, who's your daddy?
I definitely like when a guy is dominant. It, for me, mainly because it poses as a challenge for me to, I guess, step up my game. Not necessarily, and it has nothing to do with competition, but rather I feel like it could help me improve as a person and become more assertive myself. I don't know if you get what I mean, but...
So an assertive man is just does it for you.
Yeah, 100%. 100%, I will easily be attracted to that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're the other way, I'd be like, oh.
Yep.
I can control him in a second. I could tell him to bow down and he will.
It gets boring after a while. It's like there's nothing.
You kiss my ass.
Tie my shoe.
You bow down and tie my shoe, biatch.
Yeah. I mean, besides that, I also...
Know your place, woman.
I also like the idea of, like, I guess, this is going to sound very, like, fantasy. Like, I don't know, like, a really nice first date. Not just, like, you go eat somewhere or whatever. Like, you go watch a movie or something. Or just during one of the first few dates at some point, you know,
girl,
I like
that's
that.
That's the bare minimum. They better not take you to some McDonald's on your
first
date.
Yeah. See, that's where we draw the line. Like, I mean, I think every girl feels the same way.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one. But I definitely like
bourgeoisie
adventure.
People.
I definitely like adventure when it comes to getting to know someone and the first few dates. And also assertiveness as well. I like a good challenge.
So you like an assertive man that puts you in your place?
Yeah. I do. I'm not going to lie. But again, like, I like to be the one being assertive as well. Again,
you're kind of a 50-50.
Yeah.
Like, you push each other.
Yeah. I like a challenge, so.
I think we were talking about, I don't remember which video it was, but we were talking about that, is that one of the to get what you want from a guy, it's like, sex is the best thing. Give him a beer, give him a blowjob, and he'll do whatever you want afterwards.
That's very, I don't know about that one.
I don't know about that one either.
No.
And baby, can you do this for me?
Unless you're just...
Or give him some gratuitous, unasked for sex. Yeah. Just seduce him, even if you're pissed off at him.
I feel like unless you're...
Things will go a long way, because withholding sex is not the way to go with a man.
Yeah. I feel that unless you're going to be friends with benefits with them, or you're just hooking up just for the sake of...
No, I'm talking about
it.
In a relationship.
Oh. I mean... Yeah, I mean, that's different. That's completely different.
Yeah. But even then, I feel like once you give it to them, they're like, ugh, you get the controller. Like, they got what they wanted. They'll be like, you get it. Maybe beforehand, he'll be like, oh, you need the controller. Okay, I'll get it for you. After that, boom, he's done. He's laying in bed and going to bed.
I think guys are mainly, if I'm not mistaken, they like surprises. I mean, I like surprises. So, I mean, I could be wrong, but everyone's different.
Everybody likes free shit.
Well, not that it's free, just the surprise. Just like, for all I know, a guy's cooking something in the kitchen and then bam, next thing you know, like, you're doing some crazy
role
shit.
Play.
Yeah. You put your hands where you usually don't put your hands in public. So.
Yeah. And then he's like, whoa, yeah.
So.
This happens to you, so you did this to one of your boyfriends and he didn't like it?
I mean, I've never done that exactly, but...
You gave him a little extra help in the kitchen. He didn't appreciate it.
You ungrateful bastard. He didn't
appreciate the extra hand in the kitchen. You
ungrateful bastard.
Yeah.
Damn. Well, you know, you guys don't fish in a sewer if you don't like the fish you're catching.